Gay men have a huge obsession, and today we're going to pull back the curtain and watch. Nah, just kidding. We're going to talk about it, though. Welcome to No Two Gays About It, the show for over 50 gay men, all about subjects that are important to over 50 gay men, and hosted by two, you guessed it, over 50 gay men. Hi, I'm Tom Burke.
And I'm Michael Foley.
Gay men have a huge obsession with sex and cock size and all of that stuff. And it's not a behind closed doors pillow talk kind of obsession. It's an out in the open, in your face obsession. And today we're going to talk about it. First, we're going to take a look at how gay men bring this sex obsession out to the open. Next, we're going to discuss why sex is so at the forefront, especially for us older gay men. And finally, we're going to try to answer the big question, is at this age, this sexual obsession, this obsession with our penises, is it a little too much or does it really even matter? So join us for this conversation as Michael and I take on the over 50 gay male obsession with sex. Okay, let's talk sex. Now, Michael, you and I differ on a lot of things, and I'm sure today we're going to have different kind of thoughts and opinions on all kinds of things, but you have got to admit that the gays are obsessed with sex.
I do, but I also think our culture is obsessed with sex because no matter where you look, whether it's a television ad, whether it's a print ad, whether it's a billboard, it's culturally acceptable now to have everything sexually charged. Granted, we homosexual men have raised it to an art form, but you know, we have to acknowledge that everybody's obsessed with sex.
Well, I totally agree that, yes, it's not just the gay men. Straight guys are obsessed with sex as well. However, like I said, the gay men are bringing it really right out there, right in the open. This is it. You know, I remember one of the first times that I went up to San Francisco, walking through, you know, I don't even know what area I was in, and some guy comes walking by in a jock strap, and there's got a guy on a leash, also in a jock strap, and I was like, oh, okay.
Okay, I'm going to safely assume that you're in the Castro at the moment, right?
Probably,
yeah. Which or you know, that's a safe environment for, those were our hoods. You know, they were places we could go and express that. I'm assuming they weren't walking through the business district.
No, but okay, safe hood, you're still out in public, and it's still like, here, I have this whole sexual thing, and I'm proud of it, and I'm going to be showing it. But as I said, you know, gay men really kind of bring it out. So where else do you see this sexual obsession happening?
It's definitely in pride parades.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Sometimes I'm watching, and because this is, you know, televised, and the whole world is watching, and I get a little bit, like, cringy, embarrassed, like, oh, guys, why are you doing that? Why is this what you're showing everybody? You know?
Yeah, I know you're probably going to be shocked by this, but I agree with you 100% because—
Okay, great.
For a pride parade, it's representing an entire community. And it is, unfortunately, the media's way to put something exploitive so people watch. And what they go for are usually the fetish communities, which there's absolutely no shame in that. And you should embrace it, and you should love every aspect of whatever it is you decide to do in the bedroom. But in moments like that, I think it would behoove us to think of the community as a whole. And, you know, if we want a world where it doesn't matter, then unfortunately, sometimes we might need to curb something to get somebody to listen to the conversation.
That's something that I totally agree with. You know, I mean, there aren't parades where guys are like bending women over and like taking them from behind and like, woohoo, you know. I think there's a line, but, you know, where else do you see this obsession coming out?
Definitely in bars. You know, we've had this conversation a million times about just the inappropriateness that sometimes can happen in a bar.
Well, definitely. We also got a comment from one of our guys that watch or listen to us saying about, you know, all of these kind of unwanted sexual advances that are happening out there. And I know you and I both like witness or even experience this where you're like talking and some guy's coming over and just starts groping. You're like, I never give you permission to touch me.
Or
like,
just approaches you full on in a sexually overt way, as opposed to walking up to you and saying, hi, what's your name?
Right.
You know, it's, ooh, you're hot. And like you said, and then you get groped, which to me is not cool.
No, I mean, totally not cool. And also, you know, at this age, it's like, should we be groping each other out in public? I'm not quite sure about that. Also, there's wherever gay guys are, there's going to be that sexual charge talking, like, and a lot of talk about cock size and, you know, check out that guy's ass. And, you know, like, it's a lot, you know?
It is a lot, as opposed to, oh, did you see what's going on in politics today? Or, you know, did right? you catch the latest episode of whatever your favorite show is? Right. And then if, you know, you sort of move into the other areas, but at least have a fuller conversation. Don't make it all about one thing. Right. And I do have an interesting factoid for you, because I know how you love these.
Did
you know the average man thinks about sex 19 times a day?
I would believe that.
Yeah. So, you know, I think everybody's thinking about it. Doesn't necessarily mean you have to throw it on other people, right?
That's the thing. I think that's the difference between, you know, and we're going to talk about why and all that stuff later, but just there is a lot of this sexual obsession just right out there, right in your face, a lot. You know, I mentioned cock size earlier, and that I don't know why that is such a humongous thing in our community.
Are you speaking figuratively or literally? Sorry, I had to. You opened the door.
Thank you. The door is now shut.
Cock size is related to masculinity for some people, right? The bigger your cock, the more of a man you are.
Well, who said that?
I just think it's the way
our
culture and the mind works, you know?
Yeah.
The biggest member is the one who's the most masculine.
Okay. So you, months ago, introduced me to something that I was not aware of at one of the apps called Sniffies. And while I was reading all kinds of things about sexual obsession, the gay community, and cock size and all that stuff, I read that Sniffies now is going to have this thing where you can verify the size and girth of your penis. Have you seen that?
I have not. Sniffies isn't a place I go that often.
Okay. Well, they're going to have this thing where you can take a picture of your member and it will instantly say size and girth, and it will give you that little blue check because you've now been verified as having this size of a penis.
Well, see, and Sniffies, because we discussed this also, is all about sex. There is nothing else involved in Sniffies. It's not, there's no dating. There's no, let's grab coffee. We're having sex. That's what it comes down
to. Okay, well, I get that it's all about sex, but is it really the size of your penis really that important? I mean,
some people, it is. That is first and foremost what is, when I'm on Scruff or Grindr, before saying hello, people go, how big's your dick?
Wow.
So there's a lot of people out there who it is a big thing for.
Apparently. Yeah, I'm just a little shocked by that. I mean, yeah, everybody loves a nice dick, but if you're cutting people off just because of, you know, maybe they're only 8 inches and you wanted 9, so get away from me, you know, is that taking the obsession a little too far? I'm not quite sure about that.
I think that's taking any other form of contact with a human being out of the equation.
Yeah.
Which, you know, if that's what somebody needs and you're all about the sex and you don't want anything else, then more power to you. So there is a really huge gray area when it comes to this conversation, because we definitely don't want to shame people who are just sexually motivated and want to have sex all the time. It's awesome. Have at it. Go crazy.
No.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, we're not shaming or or judging or anybody. We're just talking about that this is out there, and so many men our age are in this obsession of sex and cock size and, you know, just exploring their sexuality. And I don't know. We're just discussing this. We're
absolutely,
not.
Absolutely. Right.
No judgment here. Anywhere
please
else.
Please realize that, folks out there, this is not a conversation about judgment. It's a conversation Tom and I are having that sometimes baffles both of us.
Yeah. So before we move on, anywhere else that you kind of see this sexual drive, this obsession?
There's 100 places, but I think I'm going to go back to the bars again, because that's the place where it bothers me the most.
Okay. Why?
Because again, you know, somebody coming up to you and introducing themselves before they paw you, or were like, ooh, nice ass, or put their hands on your ass, to me is a nice thing. And because I'm one of those people who want to love, I love sex. I enjoy it thoroughly. I experience no shame, no inhibitions, but I do like to have a connection. And for me, if somebody does that, it's just a massive turnoff. And it does, I was going to say Henry Cavill, but that would be okay with me in that moment. that would be one of those times where you're like, okay. I'm going to go with it anyway. But it's just usually a huge turnoff for me.
Right. Well, what about, you know, as everyone knows, I'm not a bar guy. What about those, you know, bars that have special nights, like underwear night or jockstrap night or, you know, all of that? Like, that is really bringing this sexual obsession out to the public there.
And the reason I don't go out on nights like that, because I know they're sexually charged nights. That's where that's the environment that's created on those specific nights. So for me, I don't go.
Right.
I will go any other night to a bar, but I don't go on those nights. And that's just my preference, because again, I want something a little bit more than just a sexually charged environment. When I'm in a bar, I like conversation, you know. That's just me. I'm assuming back when you were younger that you did go out to bars in New York like I did, right?
No.
Oh, well, then never mind. My question is moot.
Well, what was the question?
I was just going to ask you if when you experienced those situations where somebody approached you as a piece of meat.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it was New York, so it happened outside of bars as well. How did you feel about that? Did you feel like you were being, like, again, you're a steak at Ralph's?
Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, again, we've discussed this a lot. At one point, I had 14 different restraining orders out there because people were always coming and touching me or wanting to, you know, and again, this is a million years ago, but I was the guy up there on the billboard. So they felt like, oh, I can touch this guy. Like, I don't know why that was, you know, or they saw me in something and it was like, oh, and so I'm going to, you're mine, because I, in fact, here's something that was kind of disgusting. This man I met, an older man, and I was, you know, in my 20s, this older man, probably not as old as we are, but in his 40s, maybe close to 50, came up to me and said, the entire time you were on the screen, I was licking it. And I was like, what?
that was his intro?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
that
my
was like a
Lord.
Hi. And yeah. Okay. I'm like, yeah, okay, I gotta go, you know? And again, I think that's that obsession where it's like, it's okay to say these things. It's not, I feel it's not. I feel there are appropriate times and places to say that.
Or again, feel the water, right? Stick your toe in the water and see if somebody's on the same page.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with doing that because it shows respect for somebody else as opposed to just objectifying.
I just want to say that in all of those years that I was constantly getting those restraining orders, most of them were against women, just so you know. You know, it wasn't all gay men, although I have so many of those Me Too moments with gay men in the industry that I was in. But yeah, it was not just the men. It was women who were being so non-appropriate and feeling that they could just do whatever they wanted. It was weird. Very weird. So yeah, it's not just gay men that are obsessed with sex, you know, or whatever it is. It's, as we said, it's everybody.
It's everybody.
But, you know what? Let's move on and discuss why. Why do older gay men, because that's who we're talking to and about us, why is this obsession with sex at the forefront in pretty much everything that we're doing? Any clue as to why?
I think for a lot of us, our we didn't get to explore our, especially our generation, we didn't get to explore our sexuality until later in life. When we were adolescents and teenagers, we didn't have the ability to be dating. You know, if we were right. dating, we sort of had to live in a closet. We were dating a girl and we knew who we were, but we weren't able to express it. Right. So I know for me, when I first came out at the age of 18, 18 and a half-ish, I was like a kid in a candy store because I wasn't one of those people who dated girls because it just, it went against everything I knew I was. So I went a little nuts and I had a blast, but there was a point where I realized, oh, I just want a little bit more. And this is me. I wanted more than just the sexual experience. I wanted to make a connection. I wanted to fall in love. I wanted to experience intimacy. I wanted all that stuff.
Right.
So yeah, I think it's just because we were denied that when we were younger.
Well, definitely there is that whole stunted development, as you were saying. There's a thing called the second puberty for people that do miss out on those natural experiences that we all couldn't because we were hiding or shamed for being who we were. So yeah, you know, a lot of people came out in their 20s or in their even in their 30s or maybe even later where they were like, woohoo, now it is all about sex and it is all about cock size and it is all about that stuff. But we're old now. And so I think some people are just stuck in that, which is something I do want to read to you that I found. A couple of things. First of all, is obsession comes from forbidden thoughts and behaviors, taboo subjects that we have been kind of told to squash away. It's called a purely obsessional OCD. So it's actually something, this OCD,
right.
Sexual obsession, because we were told as children that you're wrong. That's do not think about sex, you know, do not get a boner while you're
do not masturbate.
Yeah, all of that stuff. So now, you know, that is carried through. And even as older adults, we still have those things in our head. We're still suffering. Some people still are suffering from this pure OCD. And here's something else too. A staggering number of gay men suffer from depression. Estimates as high as 50% of gay men have some form of depression, which is sad. Because of gay men's anxiety and depression stemming from childhood rejection for being gay, this whole sexuality thing takes over part of their brain, which then becomes so important because they weren't allowed, as you said, you know, in the very beginning, this delayed development part. And so they continue to bring that into their world, even at our age.
Yeah, it's sort of like the Peter Pan syndrome, right? You never grow
exactly.
up. And hopefully, you know, we get to a point where it's like we're able to put those hurts and those wounds aside and experience something else.
Right.
And I think that's what we're talking about.
Well, yeah. And another reason why, in everything that I read, why this sexual obsession with gay men, especially in our age group, over 50 and even higher, is now with social media. Is really bringing that sexual thing to the forefront. I mean, you and I remember way back when where like the really the only sexual thing you could see on TV was maybe, you know, Battle of the Network Stars when they were in their Speedo swimming and you're like, ooh, there's a hairy chest. Like I've never seen that, you know, like nowadays, 24/7, you could be looking at all kinds of things, whatever you want to look at.
Yeah. And any time of day. We had to work to find any sort of visual stimulation when we were younger. Like, to go to a, I'm going to share something. Okay. Going to a local pharmacy who carried Playgirl and perusing the magazines with one target in mind. I was going to get that Playgirl magazine. I was going to put it in another magazine and I was going to pretend I was reading Popular Mechanics.
Really?
You know?
Awesome.
We had to work.
Yeah. It was not easy to see a penis, you know, which now, like I said, 24/7, they're right there. Yep. And also because of all of the Grindr and Scruff and Sniffies and all that stuff, sex is a minute away or 2 minutes away. You know, it's always right there. So I guess that also brings that obsession to the forefront because it's always there. you know?
Yeah, I think in a lot of ways, especially, you know, not especially, us single guys who, you know, we have the ability to explore that way more, but I do think there's a danger of sort of desensitizing ourselves and
right.
just always looking for the next thing as opposed to enjoying in the moment where you are. Like I have hooked up with some people who can't have sex without watching porn. And if you need to be distracted while I'm here, I'm just going to go.
Right.
Because you should be able to focus for a good hour. And not have
I would be so pissed off. I'd be like, I'm sorry, you got all this. Why do you need to be watching something else? You know,
yeah, I definitely don't get pissed off, but I'm like, you're either going to have to turn that off or I'm going to go. Because yeah. I prefer you be present. It's right. just, that's just me. That's my yeah. thing. But again, there are a whole lot. And to me, that's where the desensitization starts to take over. If you're watching porn while somebody else is in the room and you're having sex with them,
right.
focus on the person who's there with you.
Yeah, no kidding, right? You know, we did a whole show on addiction, and there is porn addiction and there is sex addiction as well. And I think all of this, you know, social media and apps and all that stuff really feeds all of those addictions of sexual, and it brings this obsession, this huge obsession that so many gay men have. Also, it's just right there. Like, yeah. you know, if you're an alcoholic, you got to go down to the store to buy liquor if you don't have it.
And you don't keep liquor in the house.
Right. But you can't really get away from your phone because it's always right there in your hand. And
or even your TV,
click.
You know, you put on Pornhub and there you go.
Okay.
So
I didn't know. What channel is that, please?
It's called Pornhub. Just Google okay. it. And again, I want to make this really clear because I know we're going to get messages about this. There is no shame involved in this conversation.
No, not at all.
We're just taking a look at something that Tom and I thought was an important thing to look at.
And again, we have the absolute best guys who are watching and listening to us, and they are writing into us. And a lot of them have mentioned this. Like I mentioned earlier, there was a guy who wanted us to do a whole show on that kind of unwanted sexual advances, yeah, all of that stuff, which we're probably going to do. But, you know, we're also hearing from guys about this sexual obsession that so many gay men have. And people are wondering, like, seriously, and here comes our next question, at this age, being over 50, or as I and you are both over 60, and there are guys over 70 and over 80 who... by this age, should we let this obsession with cock size and sex go? And is there more to life, or does it really matter? What do you think? Does this matter?
I'm going to give you a hard no on letting it go, because obsession, absolutely. Try to let that go. But being a sexual being, I don't think we should ever let go of that, regardless of what our age is. You know, so... but I do think there's always healthier ways of doing stuff. And again, there's no judgment here. It's just when it becomes your sole focus, that it might be one of those things that you want to take a look at. I know that I had sexual addiction issues when I was in my 20s. There's no question about it, because I was seeking validation through other people. And to me, that's how it filled me up. So,
right.
But I've also learned to enjoy sex and not feel any shame about it and just enjoy whoever I'm with. So I want to keep that hopefully until the day I die.
Well, I definitely think, you know, sexuality is such an important part of who we are. And as we've also done some shows on sex and sex lives, and we're going to do more and more because that is such an important thing to those of us aging in this gay community. And as we're aging, sex becomes not as easy for a lot of people, but the sexuality part is incredibly important that we continue that throughout our lives. But it's this in-your-face sexuality thing that is a little bit cringy to me, where it's like, dude, let's talk, like you said, let's talk about something else. I don't care about how big that guy's penis is. You know, I care about you. Like, what's happening in your life? That's where I think, for me, it's just a little bit too much, especially, you know, again, we're at this age. It's like, that was great. And it was fun to be sexual and all about sex and being free and whatever when you're younger. But sometimes it's like, dude, there's more to life. And this is just my opinion. I know you're going to differ with me on this.
No, I think you're right. You just rang a little bell for me. And it goes back to that stat about 50% of men, gay men, experience depression. And it dawned on me because I know, I experienced this when I was younger and had my issues with sexual addiction, that even after sex, I've still felt lonely because I didn't make a connection.
Right.
And maybe that's the bridge that needs to be built to maybe help combat the depression, is to make a connection on a different level. I mean, you said that perfectly, right? You want a little bit more. So it's like eating a bag of Cheetos instead of having a really well-balanced, healthy meal. You're definitely going to feel great about that bag of Cheetos, man, when you're digging in. But, you know, 20 minutes later, you're going to feel like crap and your body is going to want more nutrition, right?
Or at least a cupcake or something. Yeah.
To balance out the carb thing, right?
Well, salt and sugar.
Give me more sugar. Balance it.
Yeah. You got to balance out everything in your life. Yeah. I also feel, we mentioned this earlier about the pride parades and how, and this image we're putting out to the world. I get it that especially guys our age and older fought for the right to be able to run down the street in a jock strap and, you know, woohoo, be our sexual freedoms, whatever. But I also feel that we, and especially now with what's happening out there politically, you know, people are looking at us, coming at us next. And it's like, it's easier to come after the, you know, these guys who are running down the street in their jock straps and go like, see, this is what they're doing to society.
It's only about the sex. That's what right. They see. That's their visual.
Right. Which is why for me, I just feel like some of the stuff, I could care less what anybody does. Seriously. Like really, as long as you're not hurting somebody else or yourself, do it. Do whatever you want. And as we see, like there is a pot for every kettle or pot.
There's a lid for lid every for pot. Every,
yeah, a lid for every pot. There are people that want to do the same stuff you want to do.
Absolutely.
Somewhere. Find them, do it, have a great time. But bringing it so far out into the open is not really doing our community that much good.
Yeah, because like we said earlier, you have to think about the bigger picture and the bigger community when you're in an environment that's not just a gay bar.
Yeah.
Or, you know, an event that's solely for us, then do whatever it is you want. But there is, you know, an idea of representation out in the bigger world. And like you said, man, they are coming after us again.
Yeah,
they just
that's
are.
The thing.
And so can we maybe just get off the sexual aspect of the community just for a moment when we're out in a bigger arena?
Right,
and
yeah.
Remind them that we love just like they do.
Exactly. And, you know, that's why I have always felt so important that my husband Scott and I get out there to show people that, yes, you don't have to choose this in life, to the younger gays, and you don't have to like agree with us, but we're living the same, you know, committed life together just as other people. So I think the examples that we're putting out there is very important, but also because of me being my judgmental image person. Sometimes I see guys my age in their shorty shorts and their crop tops, and I'm like, dude, no, you need to go home and change.
That's a whole nother conversation. See, that would be one that would be great to have because it's in your wheelhouse, is about image.
Yeah.
And how we represent ourselves and what we want the world to see.
But, I have, with friends, I will say like, seriously, you know, why are you doing that? And they're like, well, it's my choice, my freedom, it's my sexuality. Yes, I agree with all of that. But do you need to like shop at Ralph's or, you know, the grocery store in your little shorty shorts and crop top when seriously, your ass is like 15 inches lower than it used to be? I mean, we're all there. I mean, we're all experiencing what gravity is doing to us, you know? So yeah, I think great. You do you, but just remember, we're also stepping out and representing our community. Just my opinion, you know?
And it's, you know, just like everybody else's opinion, it's a really valid one. Well, and that's why we have these conversations.
Exactly.
To just show different perspectives and to get you guys to talk as well and to communicate with us and to communicate with your friends and see how they feel about things.
Yeah, we are not saying that we're right about anything at all. But we want to have these conversations. You know, someone's got to say something. And I think if we started, you guys will join in just like you have every week, every show. We are so impressed with, you know, you guys and how you're like stepping up and saying, you know, agreeing with us or disagreeing with us, but having the conversation that isn't being had. So much stuff out there is in that voice of the 20 and 30 year old gay man. And we're kind of getting pushed to the back, and it's like, no. We're going to talk about what we want to talk about. It's our world too.
And to let, you know, the younger folk know that we are sexual beings just like they are.
Exactly.
And that they're going to be sitting where we are one day. And hopefully they'll be having these conversations about, you know, where have we come from? Where do we want to go? Who do we want to be?
How big is your dick?
Is your dick? How tight are you?
Okay, what? I'm sorry, what?
I was going to go south really, really.
Where my mind goes, and this shows the difference between Michael and I, I'm like, my skin is not as tight as it used to be. I'm thinking about my face, the skin on my...
Yeah, no, it's a little further down.
Yeah, what I kind of got. But at first, instantly, my head's going like, yeah, my skin is not tight. I need to get pulled back, you know, whatever. So yeah, different worlds, different people,
different.
But we're still part of the same community and we want the best for our community. So what do you think? The big question, is this too much at our age? Can we move past it? Should we just let it go? What do you think?
I think sometimes it is too much. Can we move past it? I hope not, but I hope we're able to experience different aspects of the it. And not just one focusing on one thing, the act, that there's other stuff involved. So for me, that's where I sit. How about you? Do you feel like as a community that it's something that we can overcome or we need to overcome? How do you feel about it?
Well, I don't, as we said, whoever you be, you do whatever you want to do. Great. I just feel like a lot of this in your face sexuality, the obsession, all of that stuff is a little bit too much for me. I don't choose to go to the bars because I don't want to hear and see all of that stuff. But I also think that we have an obligation to our community as a whole to put a really good foot forward so that the entire world can look at us and go like, you know what? They're not so bad. I don't need to come after them and take away all of their rights.
Just see the bigger picture that we are a little bit more than just our sexuality.
Exactly. Thank you very much for saying that. That is fantastic. So all of you guys out there who are watching, who are listening, do us a favor. Leave us a comment. What are your thoughts on this sexual obsession, on dick size and all of that stuff? Do you think it's going too far? Do you think it's not far enough? We'd love to hear what your thoughts are. Not only is giving us a comment going to help us figure out how to continue to bring better and better shows to you guys, but it also gets us up and out there into the world so that we can be found and heard by other gay guys who might not be in communities that are as open and accepting as some of us. We would love to hear from you. And wherever you're listening to us podcast, give us a great review because that also gets us up and out there and so others can find us.
Yeah, and please, if you're out there and you are so inclined, hop over to our Patreon and become a contributor to our show to help us to continue to have these conversations on a regular basis. And that's patreon.com/no2gaysaboutit and become one of our contributors. We'd greatly appreciate it.
All right, so Michael, where else can people find us?
People can find us across social media. That includes Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, and YouTube. Don't forget YouTube. Hopefully that's where you're watching us now. And we really want to send out a very special thanks to our Patreon supporters at the executive producer tier. And that is Ted Zalewski, Cesar Montero, David Tiley, and Jason Cruz. We love you. We appreciate all of the support you're giving us, and we do not take your investment in us lightly. So thank you very much.
Indeed, we do. Thank you guys so much. Without you guys, I don't know. We need you to continue. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And again, if you guys are watching us on YouTube, please click like and subscribe and tell all your friends to subscribe as well so that we can get this conversation going to all of the guys like us over 50. So Michael, that's it. That's great for this week. Thank you very much for sharing all of your thoughts on this sexual obsession for those of us older gay men.
Thank you, Tom, and thank you for sharing the biggest part of you, and that is your heart.
Oh, I thought we were going somewhere else. All right. Thank you as well. All right. Until next time, Michael.
Until next time, Tom. Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you next week.
See ya.